Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to take a bit of advice from the Twitch chat. Old person candy. Old man candy was turning into some kind of weird innuendo. Just want to know about old people candy. Because John shared that 100 grand. Is that your favorite candy?
It is. And it's not even close. And it's basically a big chunk of caramel that is covered by crispy, yummy chocolate.
I didn't say it was bad. Just something about the branding of it. It just feels like an old person candy.
I think it's more your problem than it is anyone else's. Because there are certainly old person candies. And, I mean, you think of any, like, wrapped caramel candy.
The yeah. Werther's Originals.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Got a lot of that on the
butterscotch
text.
Drops.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Bitto Honey.
Bitto Honey.
Slow Pokes.
We're going to do this.
Sugar Daddies.
Every old man's
the
favorite.
The Sugar Daddies
candy.
Were on my list.
I mean, hands don't move.
Yeah, they were. They sugar sure daddies. Were. Yeah. Always are.
Tell us more.
They're on the list along with gumdrops and Necco wafers.
Necco wafers got a vote, which are gross, disgusting candies.
Those are awful.
Oh, I don't mind them.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, they're awful.
I don't think they're
chalk
awful.
Chalk dust.
Oh, they're awful.
They're not awful.
Oh. Oh, if that is the only candy available, I am 100% good with going without.
I mean, they're not great, but they're not. I don't mind them.
Mike and Ike's, Bitto Honey, Boston.
Mike and Ike's. Oh, Mike and Ike's.
Old man candy?
I don't think Mike and Ike's are an old man candy. This is what was texted in.
No.
Okay, what about the verdict on, what else is on here? Any candy whose wrapper consists of cellophane twisting on both ends?
Yes.
Yep, that's old person candy. Butterscotch straight out of your grandma's purse without the wrapper.
Oh, yeah. And they're picking off lint. And
Yeah. You dip it in your water on the table and just to clean it off.
No, thanks. Don't hate on paydays. They're awesome. Almond Joy and Mounds are the ones that suck the most. Tom and Flat Rock.
I disagree. There's nothing. I mean, the Mounds are right there along with the 100 grand because I like coconut and I like chocolate. The Almond Joys are, I'll eat them because I do like the coconut, but could go without the almonds.
So again, we wanted those. We'll keep taking your old person candies. I think when we said old man candy, we also got a vote for Martha Stewart.
Yeah, that's because Heather thinks she's a smoke show.
I do.
We also got a vote for Meryl Streep. So it could go in that direction. Uh-huh. I didn't intend it to. 248-539-9797. We've also got this Hutch stuff. We want to know who's next. I love how quickly our focus shifts. They've done such a good job keeping everybody. The next batch of guys includes Jack Campbell, Jameer Gibbs, Brian Branch, and Sam Laporta, who will all be extension eligible after the season. If you have a hierarchy or a preference, we want to hear from you on the phones and the ticket text. 248-539-9797. Or you could just tell us what you think of Hutch. Yeah. But John, I can't imagine anybody, this is a one-sided conversation. I can't imagine anybody's going to look at it and go, oh, they're paying him too much money.
No. He's their version of insert any dominant edge rusher. Miles Garrett, Max Crosby, Micah Parsons. Like, this is Detroit's version.
And we never doubted they would get the deal done.
Right. Of the four draft picks, the two in the first, two in the second, in 23. Mm-hmm. Which one do you think costs the least?
Is it running back? Or are we starting to see those numbers trend back up?
Well, I think we're starting to see them trend back up, and that may be one where you may look at his kind of like J-Mo's, where instead of a four-year deal or five-year deal,
you
it's a three,
but you work in kind of, hey, we could have gone fifth year in tag. Let's leverage that amount and try to get it done.
So if you go three, then, you know, he's on the roster for, you know, basically this year and four more years because he'll have that fifth year option.
So you're familiar with the site SpoTrack?
Yes.
Or SpotTrack, however you, whatever you say.
Yeah.
They did some projections for what these guys would cost. So I can actually give you some of the numbers here.
And
they're kind of all around the same, not to ruin this. Branch, they estimate, is going to be $20 million a year, 20.5. Jahmyr Gibbs would be $19.3 million. Sam Laporta, $18.25. Jack Campbell, they say, would be a four-year deal for $84 million. So the highest of the group at just over 20, 21.
Oh, for Jack Campbell.
Yeah, yeah. So all between 18 and 21 per year.
Mm-hmm.
Can you afford? I don't know. I guess the cap keeps going up and they spread the money. They continue to do this. But, John, could they add another $80 million annually? It's going to be pretty tough.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, let's take this another angle. Which one would hurt the most to lose?
Jack Campbell. It's a huge vacuum in the center of your defense. He's your green dot. You're likely losing Alex Anzalone.
Right.
It's a huge vacuum in the center. I don't want to lose Branch, but I already paid Kirby Joseph. If someone's got to get shaken loose,
I'd hate
to say it, but he might be the guy. Or Sam Branch? Laporta.
Well, I think Jahmyr Gibbs at this point
would hurt the most.
Would hurt, because I think if you're looking at, which one unlocks the offense more.
Yeah, but could I not just go with Montgomery in a short... Again, no one wants to lose Jahmyr Gibbs, but at least I'd have a path to... No, I can't.
You can't go with just Montgomery. Well, because we're also looking at... And we're projecting 2 years down the road, and is Montgomery even here 2 years down the road?
Probably not.
So then you're looking, this is where you've got to draft well. Can you draft a guy that fits...
Is it easier to find a plug-and-play running back than a traditional three-down... swarming linebacker? Yeah, probably.
But if you're drafting 28, 29, 30, 31, 32?
Yeah, but most years, how many running backs even go in the first round? So I think you'd still be in a position to take a damn good one most years if
probably
you found yourself in that spot.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Why talk pass rush? You got Jackson in Detroit who wants to talk candy. What's up?
Yeah, those peanut butter little blobs that have the cellophane wrappers on tied at the end. I loved those when I was a kid growing up, and I still do.
How old are you? Jackson, how old are you?
I'm 64.
Is that it? Do you have to go to the specialty store for those? They still make them and sell them in average stores?
You know what? I really don't know. I not had one in a million years, but I'm still in love with them.
Uh-huh.
I would take one right now if I could.
So okay. I'm trying to Google to figure out what these are. Do these have like stripes on the wrapping?
No, they were usually just all orange or all black.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
The defense rests its case.
Yeah.
64.
Uh-huh.
A few ticket texts. Guys, the easiest to replace in the draft would probably be Gibbs.
Yeah. I would probably lean that way.
Says, guys, it's Gibbs. It's like saying Rudy Gobert would hurt more than losing Anthony Edwards. We do not pay running backs, all caps. So he's the odd man out. You use him and then you lose him.
Yes. That's kind of always been my philosophy, but you don't want to lose a guy just after 5 years.
Well, you could do six with a franchise tag. You get the best 6 years of his career, and then it's a business, son.
Yeah.
I want to keep Laporta, Branch, and Jack Campbell if I can. Is that the realization you get to? And again, this is 2 to 3 years down the road, and at that point, you're hoping you're celebrating one or more World
Super Bowls.
Championships,
it's always going to be that tough, uncomfortable conversation that you want to have with a guy that's done a lot for you and may still have a lot of juice left in the tank. I mean, okay, you don't pay running backs. What if you had Barry Sanders? Because a lot of Jahmyr Gibbs' numbers compare to Barry Sanders early in his career?
They start showing those graphics.
Yeah. I mean, would you let Barry walk after six?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So again, this is like, we just call it what it is. Brad Holmes is a victim of his own success. He's drafted so well. We've questioned, can you keep everybody? To his credit, they've kept everybody so far. Yeah. And I think the beauty of this question, too, is we're not looking at losing any of these guys this year or even
next year.
And in the case of Campbell and Gibbs, it would be even another year after that, right? Because of the fifth-year option.
Right.
So they've created at minimum 3 years with this nucleus together. It's a great situation.
There's no question it's a great situation. And they will have a year where, in terms of the draft, that's the 24 draft, they may not re-up a lot of those guys. Terrion Arnold, Ennis Rakestraw.
Right. Manu.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, there might be a gap in the contracts that you're handing out.
They're going to need some of that.
Yeah.
Let's get to Ted in Detroit. Ted, you're on 97.1.
Yes, sir. I was just commenting and telling your screener, I am extremely excited to see this Jack Campbell guy be signed. Like you guys mentioned, there are athletic guys, running backs, wide receivers that we can draft from local run clubs. Of course, they may not be NFL ready, but they are athletic. But this Jack Campbell guy, he's great in coverage, great in run stop, and just all around playing the field.
Yeah,
that's my vote. Of the next group, he's the guy I would prioritize.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. He is number one and the one we want to see the most here as Detroit locals.
Yeah.
Ted, before we go, if they weren't able to re-up Brian Branch, if he was the odd man out, I'd just like to get your thoughts on that. As you say that, you know, Jack Campbell is the guy that fans want, I might disagree with what fans want a little bit because of the impact of Brian Branch and the fact that he plays with an aggressive style.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and I definitely understand sometimes you have to let good guys go to keep better guys. Brian Branch, what is he, 25? We have some longevity there with him. So, like I said, I'm only been on here for 31 years, but in 31 years, I can't tell you one great linebacker that the Detroit Lions have acquired.
Well, I mean,
well, yeah, he would have been before
31
Spielman.
Years. How old was? When was Spielman playing? Before 31 years? I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, like Spielman's peak is in the 90s. This guy would have been two, 3 years old, depending on when he was born. You really don't have the appreciation for Spielman if you're in your early 30s.
Huh. That kind of hurts.
Yeah. By the way, I'm 32.
Yeah, I know. I guess he was before that.
So I'll just ask you what your favorite candy is.
Oh, well, I already told you. My favorite candy is.
Calling me old. John. Yeah. We'll get some ticket texts and some phone calls. 248-539-9797. Dear John, end of the hour. I do that at 9:35. It's 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Heather, and I'm always looking for ways to stay on top of my game, right? So listen, you know how much I rely on my phone for everything. That's why I got to tell you about this insane deal from Verizon that'll help you be your best self, too. We're talking a low price on the best 5G in Detroit. Seriously, whether I'm blasting my favorite tracks in the morning commute or snagging those last-minute tickets to the hottest new flick. Check this out. You can switch today and pay just $50 a month for a single line. You heard me right, $50 a month for the best 5G in Detroit when you bring your own phone on the unlimited welcome plan with autopay plus taxes and fees. That's a no-brainer, people. Visit your nearest Detroit Verizon store today to lock in this incredible deal. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Rankings based on Root Metrics Root Score report dated 2H2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get to the phones, get some of your thoughts. Aiden Hutchinson got paid. Worth every penny. Game's premier pass rusher, plays the run, plays the screens, gets to the quarterback, demands doubles. Homegrown, drafted, and developed. Culture guy. Mm-hmm. Every single box checked, so I don't bat an eye when I see that he got the most guaranteed money for a non-quarterback in NFL history. Well-deserved payday. And the Lions continue to be a first-rate, top-notch organization.
Yep, lock up their own.
Get the guys done early. And they've locked up the nucleus till 2028. The guys who are unsigned long-term, we've shifted our focus. We want to know who's the next guy to get paid. Jack Campbell, Jahmyr Gibbs, Brian Branch, Sam Laporta.
Mm-hmm.
At the top of the list, I would put Jack Campbell. He's the green dot. He's the heartbeat of this defense. They've called it his defense. You want to have elite players at all three levels of your defense. He locks down the linebacker level. You've got Aiden and McNeil on the D-line. In the secondary, they made the choice to pay Kirby Joseph. And he's a guy who's a ball hawk and takes the ball away. I love Brian Branch. I'd throw him in there too, but Jack Campbell would be the priority.
Yeah. I wonder, so obviously, you know, Branch was a second round pick. He's going to finish his third season going into the final year of his contract. Now, I mean, you could franchise him as well and get your fifth year option, basically.
Sure.
But I wonder what that means for the longevity of Kirby Joseph.
His deal, if people study it, and this is nerdy, they can get out from under it. A lot of the guaranteed money is on, or a lot of the bonus money is on the back end.
Right.
So they have, it's a very team-friendly deal with Kirby Joseph. So a year or two, you want to pivot, correct your course. The Lions will have options, and they'll stay flexible with the cap. 248-539-9797. Will in Livonia, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Will.
I think Gibbs is probably the odd man out on signing the next group of guys just because of the nature of his position. Like, there's so many times when I see him get hit, you know, high and low at the same time, and I'm just waiting for him to not get up, like come up with an ankle injury like Scadaboo or something like that. So I don't know how much we want to keep him on for long term.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of have that concern too. More for, you know, in the moment, what would it mean for this team if he had to miss the rest of the season,
right?
Or if he had to miss four or five games.
It would take big explosive run plays out of this offense, which is a staple, the hallmark of who they are.
Yeah, that is a hallmark of our offense. And then, John, you like bridge mix or all sorts? Like, is that old man candy to you?
I've never even heard of these.
Yeah, but bridge mix, is that, are you talking about like Chex Mix?
No, bridge mix is like a bunch of black licorice-flavored candies that look like something out of Alice in Wonderland.
Ooh, well, I do like black licorice, so yeah.
My Grammys have it out all the time, and one time she didn't have the bowl out, and I was like, oh, there's something new, and I took a bite of it. It was potpourri. Oh.
Well.
Yeah, it was crispy.
That's old man candy for sure.
Chocolate bridge mix. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the other one you said?
All sorts.
Okay. All sorts. So, yeah, I would classify the chocolate bridge mix as old man candy. Yeah, it looks like a bunch of malted milk balls, but it's filled with different
All sorts are things. Definitely old man candy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just looks like.
Yeah, it looks like he described it, like from Alice in Wonderland, like all different colors, black licorice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. Well, I mean, I would like the flavor, but I don't know that I would necessarily dive into those when I could get black licorice.
Yeah, no.
Just looking
for
better.
For sure.
Edward in Detroit, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, Hutch clearly is deserving to be extended. I guess we could quibble about the amount of money. But I do wonder, you know, is a mistake that we're making that we compare the Lions only to the Lions? Because if that's the case, we're looking at the best. You know, we're looking at the Magic Johnson Lakers or the Tom Brady New England Patriots equivalent here in Lions land to what we've been used to. And so the reason why I mention that is that I wonder if we look at Super Bowl winning teams the last several years, I wonder how many of them relied only on their quote-unquote homegrown talent and how many of them relied on key free agent additions, difference-making additions, to be the cherry on top to propel them to a Super Bowl. And the cynic in me worries that since we only compare these Lions to the Lions, that this notion of, well, we're signing our guys, is an excuse for not getting out there and making aggressive moves to tip the scales to win a Super Bowl.
I want to be clear. So we'll they're see. Not just signing their guys because they're their guys. They're signing them because they're
really
Pro Bowl
good.
Or in some cases all pro players. And by signing their guys, they're actually getting a discount because they're able to sign them early because yeah. they're able to lock in the price and spread it out over more years. They're doing it not just because they think they're good dudes or because they have, you know, a soft spot for the guy they drafted. They're doing it because they're damn good football players.
Mm-hmm.
And now it doesn't mean you do it only through the draft exclusively. Like, John, they added DJ Reed in the offseason. He's hurt yeah. right now, but that's their number one corner. And I think they need to do something at the trade deadline. It's not like you're going to be stubborn about never adding external players.
Right. And if you're able to add a guy early on, like Arik Woolen, who is it's if you can add a guy that has a couple of years left on a contract that's not going to cripple yours, now all of a sudden you can do the same thing with them if they're guys that pan out for you.
Right. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Let's talk a little bit about Hurricane Melissa. It's left dozens dead. Widespread destruction across Jamaica, Haiti, and Cuba continues to now threaten the Bahamas and Bermuda. At least 34 people are reported to have died, including dozens of, at least 10 children, they say, from one particular area. In Jamaica, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic are where the deaths are being reported. Apparently, it's currently unknown how many deaths were caused by the storm in Cuba. And they say, really, it's just going to take days, maybe even a week, before we can really like determine the actual destruction. As of Wednesday night, Melissa had maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour. Still a Category 2 storm. It's expected to continue moving over the Bahamas and will pass near Bermuda later this evening. Morgan Wallen coming to the Big House for two shows next summer. Yeah, he's going to be doing back-to-back shows July 24th and 25th. Could draw more than 200,000 total fans. And these shows could obviously be the biggest shows of his career. Last month, Zach Bryan,
yeah.
he broke like concert records by having the most attendees. And he's going to be joined, Wallen will be joined by some other big names. Thomas Rhett, Hudson Westbrook, Hardy.
Oh yeah, I'll go as far as to say that he will have 200,000 people if he's doing multiple shows.
They say
there.
It depends on the layout, like how he's going to do the.
Is he going to do in the round? Is
yeah,
he
like
be in the
where
middle?
He's going
like,
to. Yeah, gotcha. So easily could, but it does depend on his setup for the concert to see how many people. So yeah, big names coming there. Yep. So apparently three of those disease carrying monkeys are still on the loose in Mississippi.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm not lying. It happened after the truck carrying these research animals overturned. So originally it was told that all but one of these monkeys was
eliminated,
I think was the word they might have used. But police say, oh, no. Somebody went and checked. Tulane University kind of checked out the trailer and said, no, three monkeys are still out there. There was actually 21 monkeys in total. 13 have been captured. 5 were eliminated. And then the others are still on the loose.
And for people who missed the story, these aren't your regular monkeys.
Well, no, apparently not. The truck driver, this is where it gets complicated. So the truck driver is the one that said, yeah, these monkeys are carrying STDs. They've got herpes. They've got
syphilis.
Hepatitis C. They've got COVID, I think, whatever else was there. But Tulane says, no. These actually are healthy monkeys. Oh. They are not carrying diseases. So are they, aren't they? I don't know. But apparently they're still out there if you see one. You shouldn't try to catch it.
Yeah.
I'd stay far away. Just
or try to do anything else with it.
Yeah. Oh, good God. Yes, let's
There's
not
some
either.
Sick people out
people.
There.
My mind did not go there. Speaking of wild monkeys, a pet monkey got on the loose from its owner at a Spirit Halloween store in Texas. It was just like swinging from the rafters, sliding down the poles for like 30 minutes. The owner was eventually able to coax the monkey down with a cookie. The police were called, though, to the scene. Everyone was unharmed. But the customers and employees had a lot to say about this monkey. Why he had a pet monkey at Spirit Halloween, why as a pet monkey in general?
With a diaper on, too.
Well, you need a diaper or it's going to make a big mess. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a pet monkey, you're going to put a diaper on
questions.
It.
I hadn't thought that far, but yes.
I guess, yeah.
Unless you've never thought about having a pet monkey?
No.
or what it's going to do when it has to use the bathroom.
Is that a serious question?
Like no, as a she's child. Messing with
no,
like as a child.
But that was a serious question.
It was a serious.
No, it's not. That's not a serious question.
As a child, you never thought about that because I sure did, and I thought, well, how cool would that be? And then like friends, and they had the monkey.
You thought you'd be like Curious George,
yeah, or Clyde, and
well, I'd be more like the man in the yellow hat.
Yeah, yeah, but you'd have Curious George.
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, you think those things, don't you?
Okay.
You never once thought about it,
Heather. I'm gonna be honest with you right now. Never.
No.
That is Heather with the news. We've got Dear John next. Think about this. John's going to give advice on car trouble, Chef John, the hot seat, and a real man. It's 97.1. You know, replacing a roof isn't something most of us look forward to. It's a big investment. It's going to cost a lot of money. You're probably putting it off. You got to choose the right company. For 30 years, Michigan homeowners have trusted Shaner Roofing. Local experts, proven track record, but it's more than that. Every roof they install comes with a lifetime transferable warranty. That means the investment, you know it's a big investment, will be protected for as long as you own your home, even if you sell your home. Plus, Shaner Roofing has earned a 4.9-star Google rating from thousands of happy customers. That kind of trust doesn't happen overnight. It's built on decades of quality work and customer care. So, if your roof's aging, if it's leaking, if you've been putting it off and you just want to get that peace of mind, trust Shaner Roofing. Go to MyMichiganRoof.com. That's MyMichiganRoof.com, powered by Shaner Roofing, Michigan's trusted roofing experts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.